Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of BI Systems. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence Concepts in the Business Intelligence for Technology Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key components of business intelligence, BI, systems, including an overview of BI architecture, essential components such as ETL, extract, transform, load, data warehousing, and data visualization, as well as how these components work together to support effective decision-making. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the key components of a BI system and their functions. Main content overview of BI architecture. Business intelligence systems are designed to convert raw data into meaningful insights, particularly in a technology-focused environment like yours at Noname. The architecture of a BI system typically consists of three main layers: data source layer, data integration layer, and presentation layer. Data source layer, this is where data originates, which can include databases, spreadsheets, cloud services, and other data repositories. The primary goal of this layer is to collect and store data in various formats, which can later be processed. Data integration layer, this layer is responsible for transforming and consolidating data from different sources. It prepares the data for analysis, ensuring that it is accurate and reliable. The primary tools used in this layer are ETL processes, which we will discuss next. Presentation layer, the final layer of BI architecture, is where insights are visualized and presented to users. This layer includes dashboards, reports, and data visualization tools that make it easy for business professionals to interpret data and make informed decisions. Understanding this architecture will help you appreciate how data flows through a BI system and how each component plays a vital role in delivering actionable insights. Key components, ETL, data warehousing, and data visualization. The key components of a BI system are ETL, data warehousing, and data visualization. Let's examine each component in detail. ETL, extract, transform, load. ETL is a critical process in BI systems. It involves three main steps. Extract, data is pulled from various sources, such as databases, flat files, and APIs. This process ensures that relevant information is gathered for analysis. Transform, the extracted data is then cleaned and transformed to ensure quality and consistency. This may include removing duplicates, correcting errors, and changing data formats. The transformation process is essential for preparing data for analysis, as it ensures that the information is accurate and usable. Load, finally, the transformed data is loaded into a data warehouse or other storage solution, where it can be accessed for reporting and analysis. ETL tools, such as Talend and Apache NiFi, play a significant role in automating this process, making it easier for professionals to manage data flows without needing extensive technical knowledge. Data warehousing. Once data is extracted and transformed, it is stored in a data warehouse. A data warehouse serves as a centralized repository that consolidates data from different sources, allowing for efficient querying and analysis. Key features of data warehousing include historical data. Data warehouses retain historical data, which enables businesses to analyze trends over time and make predictions based on past performance. Data modeling. Data is organized and structured in a way that facilitates quick access and analysis. This often involves using star or snowflake schema designs to optimize query performance. Scalability. As businesses grow, their data needs may increase. Data warehouses are designed to scale, accommodating larger volumes of data without sacrificing performance. With a well-structured data warehouse, organizations like Noname can easily access diverse datasets and generate insights that drive business decisions. Data visualization, the final critical component of a BI system, is data visualization. This process involves presenting data in graphical formats, making it easier for users to interpret and understand complex information. The key aspects of data visualization include dashboards. These provide an at-a-glance view of key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics, allowing stakeholders to monitor progress and identify areas for improvement. Interactive reports. Users can interact with visualizations, drilling down into data for deeper insights and better understanding. Tools. There are numerous data visualization tools available, such as Tableau and Microsoft Power BI, that allow users to create compelling visual representations of data without deep technical expertise. Effective data visualization empowers business professionals to make informed decisions quickly, enhancing their ability to respond to market changes and customer needs. How these components work together. Now that we've discussed the individual components, it's essential to understand how they work together to create a cohesive BI system. The ETL process feeds data into the data warehouse, ensuring that the information is accurate and up-to-date. Once the data is in the warehouse, it can be accessed and analyzed through various data visualization tools. For example, a company like No Name may use ETL processes to gather data from multiple customer touchpoints, such as website visits, email interactions, and social media engagement. This data is then transformed and loaded into a data warehouse. Finally, business analysts can utilize data visualization tools to create dashboards that display customer engagement metrics, helping stakeholders make data-driven decisions. In summary, the collaboration between ETL, data warehousing, and data visualization creates a powerful BI system that provides valuable insights and supports strategic decision-making. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key components of BI systems, including the overview of BI architecture, the roles of ETL, data warehousing, and data visualization, and how these components work together. By understanding these components, you are better equipped to leverage BI systems effectively in your organization. As you move forward in this course, keep in mind how these elements contribute to informed decision-making and business success. Reflection questions. How does the ETL process enhance the quality of data used in BI systems? What advantages does a data warehouse offer for analyzing historical data? In what ways can effective data visualization improve decision-making within your organization?